Good morning. 7:28 a.m. on July the 20th, 2016. It's a lovely morning. It's going to be a hot one. I just finished the Western Reach here, and that sun is broiling. I think I'm early enough that I'll have plenty of shade going east, but man, hot. 68, there's a little tiny breeze now and again, not enough to be too cooling. Gonna be a scorcher. I think it's gonna be hot. I think it's gonna be a hot day. It's a little bit humid. There's apparently been a few showers overnight. There's water in the gutters on both sides of the road. It's kind of sticky. Humidity's probably all the way up to 20%. Yes, I know. Point and laugh. At any rate, I spent the last 24 hours. I went back to the beginning of Milk Run because I think the bones are there. I think the story is basically sound. And while my normal response is finish it and then figure out what you've got, the reality is I don't have enough confidence in the story as it sits to actually push through to the end. It's not that I've written myself into a plot hole. I can think of what might happen next. I can think of what we might be doing. I can think of possible places to go. None of them are particularly woohoo. So I've gone back to try to find where this thing may have gone off the rails. And yesterday was one of those days where I spent 10 hours working on the book. I haven't spent 10 hours working on this book in a single day ever, I don't think. So I think my net word count is minus 200, just under 75,000 now, 74.9 in a bit. But the story is so much stronger. The story has such better flow. We have such better idea of what Natalia is doing, what she's thinking. And one of the ideas that I thought of, I might incorporate, I'll have to think about this, is adding some chapters from Zoya's point of view. Now, I did this alternate point of view thing with South Coast, and I think it worked pretty well, telling two different stories with two different points of view that came together over the course of the book. They came together, and the ending required both stories in order to hold up. And I think it worked. All my other books have all been single point of view. They've been either Ishmael or Tanith, Bjorn Gunderson. There was no second POV anywhere in those stories. And this would be quite an interesting challenge because Zoya and Natalia are both experiencing the same, for the most part, the same kinds or the same the same storyline. They're populating the same storyline. But looking at it from each of their points of view might be interesting. It might be intriguing. I'm going to do that just yet. Because I want to get through and see where I am once I've finished getting into Natalia's head. I just adding a few lines about her sense of betrayal, because she was betrayed. Her sense of betrayal when she discovers that she has been betrayed. And trying to figure out why. She knows how now, but she doesn't know exactly why. So there's stuff that I want to look into. I think she may have given in too quickly. I think she may have she's on a pretty significant betrayal, and over the course of 15 or 20 minutes she's sort of we're both screwed, so let's figure out what to do about it. On the one hand, I really wanted to show her pragmatic side, the not responding emotionally side. And I even hung a lantern on it so that in the story she talks about, well, you know what, I could bash you in your head and throw you out the airlock, but that wouldn't do me really any good. So let's figure out what we're going to do instead. And I like that. I like the message that it gives, but I also like what it says about her as a character. She's not a hothead. She is perhaps overly rational. I'm trying not to have her be quite so unreliable a narrator as Ishmael Huang. I went back and looked at some of the newer reviews of Quarter Share, and people are still complaining about the same things. I don't know why this got 5 stars. The main character is Mary Sue. Nothing ever goes wrong. The only obstacles I have to overcome are his mother dying and Pip getting beat up. That's not exactly a page turner. It is a 3-star review, but okay. That's cool. Rock on with your bad self. That's exactly what this story is about. And clearly, the story was not meant for that particular reader. And warn people away. Warn people who are looking for stories that this isn't away. Please do that. I was going to go read some Owner Share reviews too, just to see what it looked like. But I got to, I saw Ashes. Over 500 reviews of Ashes on a book that's not even a year old. That's pretty astonishing. Okay, turning east, and this first bit is going to be pretty hot, but it looks like I've got some good shade. So, I got sidetracked into ashes and looked at some of the ashes reviews. It's mostly really good reviews. A couple mediocre ones. But, that's pretty good. I'll take it. The review of the audiobook version, which was pretty interesting. Somebody who had been a fan from the early days and liked what Kafer had done with the narration. Well, post. Good morning. So that makes me feel good. No, it wasn't the Ashes Born audiobook, it was the Quarter Share audiobook. Ashes Born hasn't been released in audiobook yet, I don't think. So, yeah, I went to bed last night feeling pretty good about the book. I felt pretty good about what I was doing with it. And while there's a certain part of me that's going, but you're not finishing it, actually, I am finishing it. I'm putting it in a place where I can push through to get to the end. And the fact that I will have to go through and do this again once I have the whole thing written down is not a problem. It's not a bug, it's a feature. Because I think in large part I'm going to have much less that I need to do in this second draft. If I go through and do some of the cleanup now, I found, I'm spotting things like double words and wrong words and typos and Those are minor annoyances, but I'm also finding where Natalia does something, but she doesn't have any kind of emotional connection to the action. She's not angry, she's not sad, she wasn't anything. So adding that stuff in is making this so much richer. And taking out some of the early spoilers, there's a lot of mechanics that I plugged into this thing that didn't really add anything to the story. They didn't really contribute to any of the plots. They were cheaper, easier, more engaging ways to have you watching my left hand by my right hand. It's busy preparing the next trick. So my sleight of text needed some work. It was kind of clunky. it's going to be a hot one. I stepped out into the sun for a minute. Holy crap. And it's probably only like maybe 70 degrees at the moment. The ambient temperature is only like 70 degrees. But it's going to heat up so fast. Yikes. Food. I need food. I'm going to have... Yesterday, monstrous breakfast. It was horrible. I had a bagel with cream cheese and smoked peppered salmon. And then I had a bowl of oatmeal. I had more oatmeal for lunch. Because while I made three bowls of oatmeal, my wife decided she wanted a bagel instead of oatmeal for breakfast, so she had a bagel. I ate the leftover oatmeal at lunch. Today I'm having a bagel. I'm going to put some onion on it. So these people here yesterday, I think what they're doing is putting in, maybe they're putting in air conditioning, I don't know. I know I have thanked my lucky stars that I was smart enough to put in central air when we moved in here. The furnace already had the manifold for it. It just lacked the external compressor. So it cost us, at the time, what seemed an exorbitant amount. But yeah, I'll pay the power bill. I'll pay for this, because these 9900 degree days, while we probably could get by in the basement, it would be stuffy and ugly. Oh, this is interesting. Bottle in the middle of the road. I bet it's not maple syrup. Devin Williams, Kentucky bourbon. Sour mash bourbon. I've had sour mash since I left Kodiak. What was it we used to drink up there? George Dickel and Old Overholt. It's like old overcoat. Anyway. Here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.